I see the mountains where silence grows to whispers of the wind, the sacred flow. I am the watcher, I am the flame. In the silence, I shed my name.
Drums beat, mind dissolves. I'm no longer one, I'm no longer whole.
Still I sail, third eye wide, third eye bright. I see the fire, I feel the light.
7 days in the week, Pisces enters each one gently, careful not to bruise a single second. An early morning Neptune mist rises from the sea, a soft white carpet for Pisces to walk upon. Pisces playing the pipes of peace, painting people with promise, pouring the world out of a moonstone.
Swinging comrades, you'll hear all the super hits. Here, super hit 672, the four treasons, and tell it to the snow.
You're freezing now, just like I used to freeze before. The snow comes up to me, I'm warm in the cold. You used to walk, tell it to the snow.
Baby, this is Nikita the K, everybody's comrade on
Radio Moscow,
home of the wise guys. The time is 2:30, temperature -23, Radio Moscow degrees.
Radio Moscow.
Hey, frozen face, you can win a Radio Moscow wise guy sweatshirt. The first 20 calls we receive, turning in a close relative to the secret police, will win a Radio Moscow wise guy sweatshirt. Just call comrade RU12. Out of town, please don't call collect.
Super hit 552.
Hey, dig it, baby. The crazy Leningrad sound, the Shriekers and Gorky Boy. Don't blow your cool.
Puff it up, baby, don't blow your cool.
Hey, don't forget the Boss All-Star Show Saturday night at Kremlin Casino. Big Man, we got the Mamas and the Popovs, the Red Guardsmen, Sonia and Sergey, Mo the Mongol and the Ukrainian Beals, and our Latin soul brothers, the Havana Press. And for you Red Squares, Lester Lennon out in the parking lot. And me, of course, Nikita the K, and all us Radio Moscow wise guys.
Radio Moscow!
And now to bend your minds right out of your skulls, here it is.
Breakout!
The breakout record of the week, already number one. The Red Magoos. And you ain't seen nothing yet.
You're mad at me and you're pulling me down, cause I turned you into the red on the ground. Now that's just the sound of how it will get if you mess around, if you get me upset.
You're not laughing, baby, baby, you can't be.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh!
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Okay, people, people, come on, settle down. Time for the show. Okay, okay, where's our first female singer?
There she sits all alone.
Now what are you crying for again? Now I'm not going to take that stuff today from you people. I'm going to start sounding off.
Hello.
Wait a minute, now what is this?
This is dedicated to the one I love.
Well, now, you know, we don't take dedications unless it's an anniversary or a birthday.
Happy birthday.
Now, who's been putting these people up to that?
Not me.
Now, what are you doing over there?
Staying in.
You're doing what?
Staying in.
I'll fire every one of you.
Think twice.
I'll see every one of you after the show.
Tonight you're mine.
And when did you join a sickness?
On July 3rd in 63.
Yeah, well, without this job, you'd be broke.
Got a penny in my pocket.
Okay, director, what time is it?
It's party time!
Wow, we're gonna be late.
Don't worry.
What do you mean, don't worry? Where are all the girls?
Where the boys are.
You caused me so much trouble.
Throw away your troubles, dream with me.
Wait a minute.
Wait! Just a minute.
You come right back.
We'll walk right back.
Now, what a walk.
A little wiggle here.
Yeah.
A little wiggle there.
Ha.
Here a wiggle, there a wiggle.
We're on the air.
This is WFFM AM and WFFM FM.
No, 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 no. I quit!
Are you ready, class?
Yes, Mr. Best.
I can't hear you.
Yes, Mr.
Ooh. Who was the first president to use our cabinet? And decided to send his own two pillars. Who thought we should maintain our neutrality? And would beat you up if you rebelled for whiskey? Ready? George Washington! George Washington! George Washington! George Washington!
December 1776, on the banks of the Delaware, cruel winds whistle through the threadbare clothing of the 8,000-man American army, all too aware of General Howe's powerful troops across the icy waters. They await the decision of their leader, General George Washington, for he and he alone can make the choice upon which hinges the destiny of their infant nation.
All right, then. How much you want for the boat that says Popeye on it?
$1.20 an hour.
Uh-huh. Well, how about the one that says Donald Duck on it?
Eh?
The one with the little striped awning there?
Oh, yeah. Well, that boat right there?
That boat right there?
That boat right
That's
there?
That's the boat.
Will run you $2 an hour.
What? That's an outrage. This is December. It's your off-season.
Huh.
How many customers can you get this time
Look,
of year?
Look, fella, you run the army and let me run the boat rental, okay?
All right. Don't get smart with me. I'm General Washington.
I know who you are. I seen your picture on the money, and I wish you'd make up your mind. The boat rides are closing.
Well, let's review them once again here. Popeye was $1.20
an hour. That's right, $1.20 an hour, that's right.
And the one with the stripe and awning.
General Duck.
General Washington, sir.
Yes, what is it?
The men are freezing.
So?
So we were wondering if we could come to some decision on the boat.
Yeah, they think they got problems. I just had my wig set this morning, and this damp air isn't doing it any good. Look at it, straight as a stick.
Well, it looks just fine to me, sir.
Really?
Huh? Yes, yes.
Think it looks all right?
Listen, you're going to rent a boat tonight or not? I'd like to freeze my ears off.
All right, don't rush me.
If we could make a decision on the boat, sir, it'll soon be daylight.
Well, let it be daylight. We're liable to tip over out there at night.
Yes, well, there was the element of surprise in the whole thing, don't you see, sir?
Oh. Well, all right, you can get the men loaded in the other boats, get that out of the way.
They are in the other boats, sir. They have been for hours. Now, if we could just come
to
some...
All right, hold your horses.
We ate the horses yesterday, sir.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be with you
shortly. Did you really eat the horses yesterday?
I didn't. They did. Enlisted men. Now I got it narrowed down to two here. Popeye has the dear little seats in it.
Yes, yes.
That's $1.20.
Uh-huh.
See? And Donald Duck has a stripe and awning.
I see.
$2. Now, I'll leave it up to you, Lieutenant. Doesn't that strike you as a little high?
Well, I don't know, sir. Perhaps a bit, but...
All right, you see there? Huh. Now, what would you say to $1.75 for Donald Duck?
$2 an hour, not a penny less.
Say, what are you trying to do, gouge a serviceman?
Well, I might ask, what are you army guys trying to do? Stifle the small businessman?
Why, that's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
All right, then, kick the end of Donald Duck around there again. Let me see it.
I can't. My feet are frozen. Oh. Look, mister, why don't you take the one called Popeye? You'll be happy with that boat. The price is right, $1.20 an hour.
Well, I don't know. You like it, Lieutenant?
She's a beaut, sir. Besides, we're only renting it for the one night.
But you really like it better than the one with the awning.
You wouldn't want the one with the awning, sir. Once you got into it, you'd hate it. Honestly, take the other one.
Popeye, you think it's really me?
Yes, on my word, sir, it's you.
But I just don't know about the color.
The color is fine. Black is a great color. It sets off your wig.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Popeye it is.
I tell you, boy, I've seen some customers, but this guy's a Lulu.
Now, we got everything, the flag?
Right, sir.
The ukulele?
Yes, sir.
The sandwiches?
The boatman has some right here, sir.
Oh. What kind you got there?
I got ham and Swiss, liverwurst, or tuna salad.
Well, let me see, is he... Tuna salad, good today?
It's you, it's you!
All right, how much?
It's 25 cents.
What, 25 cents for a tuna salad sandwich?
Here, take it with my blessings.
Well, I...
Take a liverwurst, too. Enjoy, enjoy.
And so the Delaware was crossed. Thus was begun one of the most glorious pages in American history.
Imagine that guy. Wanted 25 cents. Lousy tuna. Whoops, watch where you're rolling now. And like this little boat I picked out for you here? Called Popeye.
Washington, Washington, 6'8", weighs a fucking ton. Opponents beware, opponents beware. He's coming, he's coming, he's coming. Let me lay it on the line, he had two on the vine. I mean two sets of testicles, so divine. On a horse made of crystal, he patrolled the land with the mason ring and schnauzer in his perfect hands. Here comes George, in control. Women dug his snuff and his gallant stroll. Eight opponents' brains. And invented cocaine. He's coming, he's coming, he's coming. Washington, Washington, 6'20", fucking killing for fun. Spread, spread, Delaware. He's coming, he's coming, he's coming. Sue me if I go too fast, but the sons of his opponents wish that he was their dad.
Got a wig for his wig, got a brain for his heart.
He'll kick you apart, he'll kick you apart. Ooh, he'll save children, but not the British children. He'll save children, but not the British children.
He'll save children, but not the British children. He'll save children, but not the British children.
He had a pocket full of horses, fucked the shit out of bears, threw a knife into heaven, and could kill with a stare.
He made love like an eagle falling out of the sky, killed his sensei in a duel, and he never said why. Washington, Washington, 12 stories high, made of radiation. The present beware, the future beware. He's coming, he's coming, he's coming.
Did I mention his four nuts?
Well, he also had four dicks.
If you took off his boot, you'd see the dicks growing off his feet.
I heard that motherfucker had like 30 goddamn dicks.
He once held an opponent's wife's hand in a jar of acid. At a party.
Quite brisk, moderato foxtrot.
You tell me that you've got everything you want, and your bird can sing, but you don't get me. You don't get me. Say you've seen seven wonders, and your bed is green, but you can't see me. You can't see me. When your prized possessions start to weigh you down, look in my direction.
Que podía hacerme mal. Bien, sin embargo, tú te fuiste y los días no pasaban más, y así yo ya he perdido la razón. Entonces, ellos me quieren llevar. Ellos me quieren llevar a un bonito lugar divertido y gris, donde estos muchachos vestidos de blanco estarán día y noche, y seremos felices y daremos saltitos, y por eso me quieren llevar. Yo te dije que te amaba, que te amaba, te amaba, te amaba, y que nunca te podría olvidar. ¿No? Tú pensaste que era un chiste y reíste, 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 y ahora ellos no me pueden dominar. Entonces, ellos me quieren llevar, ellos me quieren llevar a un hogar feliz con árboles, nubes y patos y muchas muchachas de eterna sonrisa, dragoncitos y zapatos, pero sin corbata, y por eso ellos me quieren llevar. Cociné la comida y limpié la casa, me pegué los botones y zurcí las medias, y de esta manera me pagas tan ardiente amor. Ya te van a encontrar, ya te van a encontrar, y te van a llevar a pasear como a mí a otro alegre lugar especial, especial, especial. Entonces, ellos me quieren llevar, ellos me quieren llevar a un hogar feliz con árboles, nubes y patos y muchas muchachas de eterna sonrisa, dragoncitos y zapatos, pero sin corbata, y por eso ellos me quieren llevar. Cociné la comida y limpié la casa, me pegué los botones y zurcí las medias, y de esta manera me pagas tan ardiente amor. Ya te van a encontrar, ya te van a encontrar, y te van a llevar a pasear como a mí a otro alegre lugar especial, especial, especial. Entonces, ellos te van a llevar, ellos te van a llevar a un bonito lugar divertido y gris, donde otras muchachas vestidas de blanco estarán día y noche, y seréis felices y daréis saltitos, y por eso te van a llevar a un hogar feliz con brújulas, niples y gatos y muchas almendras con hipos de suaves bisagras y kilos de cosas, y por eso te van a llevar. Con Mr. Trombón y Napoleón Pupi, con Napoleón Pupi, Tremolo Trombón, Mr. Pupi y Napoleón Trombón.
Loping along the trail, loping along the dusty trail, I'm a rolling stone that gathers no moss. Loping along the trail and feeling mighty weary, 'cause I'm loping along without a horse. Loping along on foot, my feet are getting sore, since my bronco horse decided to skedaddle. But I don't mind too much if I got sore feet, it's better than what I get
from a saddle. I tell you, I love the West. It's grand out here in the old West. Out here where there ain't no housing shortage, 'cause there ain't no houses. Out here where a man can be by himself, with no one around to talk to for thousands of miles. It's friendly. I've lived back east for a while, but I didn't like it. And one day I said to old Paint, that's my wife, honey, I said, I'm a hankering for sagebrush. Let's you and me saddle up a couple of cayuses and mosey on back to the mesquite. And she looked at me and said, what? She was a Brooklyn girl. Never knew nothing about the West nor cattle. Why, the first time she ever saw a cow, she thought it was a horse that had swallowed a glove. But she wouldn't let me go by myself, no. No, she came along. She had pioneer blood in her veins. Yes, my wife was like most pioneer women. Brave, strong, and impossible to unload. And I can tell you, I'm glad to be back here in the West. Just a plain cowboy, loping along the trail. I'm shouting yippee-yay, yippee-yay, and sometimes yippee-yay, 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 what a terrible vocabulary. Loping along, loping along. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. You know why? 'Cause I ain't dead. Loping along.
Slowly my soul starts to rise out of me. Now, isn't that what rock and roll should be, right? Am I kidding, huh? Yeah, all right. Good evening, my friends. KBC here with you. Another edition of The Bit Slap. And tonight we have a grab bag edition because I'm just too lazy to try to make sense of it all. If the world can't make any sense, why should I, you know? Huh? Yeah. Anyway, so we got just a bunch of sort of unrelated stuff floating around. We started out with something called Holy Kelvin. Holy Kelvin, I'm pretty sure, is AI. That was something called Third Eye Activation in Tibet. It's an album of this guy's Soul Search or some sort of nonsense. I don't know. We heard from Mort Garson and his Zodiac Cosmic Sounds album, Pisces, the Peace Piper. I'm always really especially glad to see Pisces come around. As of February 23rd of pretty much every year, which is tomorrow or something, the temperature begins to rise again in search of summer, okay? And I think that's worth celebrating. Pisces, the Peace Piper. Go-Go Radio Moscow, get used to it. That was Nikita the K. Don't have any idea who that was behind that. The Incognitos, after that, DJ's Dilemma. That was actually Ron Lundy in there somewhere. Producer, Sponge, I don't know. Anyway, we heard something about George Washington. We heard from Stan Freeberg, Washington Crossing the Delaware, and George Washington, the song by Brad Neely. Let's see, Beatles, second version, Take Five, And Your Bird Can Sing. Highway Child, Jimi Hendrix, from April of 67 in the Olympic Studios, getting ready for, I don't know, one of his many albums. The guy spent all of his time in the studio. Yeah, you heard it right, in Spanish, okay? Don't know who that was, you don't want to know either, trust me. Abe Burrows, Loping Along. We heard from the Flying Hat Band, and that was the Seventh Plane. Okay, and then Stiff Competition, an outtake from Heaven Tonight, Cheap Trick's third album. Okay, does that bring us up to date? Okay, so yeah, it's been a confusing week, and I just have too many headaches from doing too much research lately, so don't worry, we'll get back on it. So let's just continue right on now, but first, a word from our sponsor.
If your soap has been failing you, that's an insult to your pride. Something that will bolster you so you don't have to hide. Stop cringing. The hairs on your skin will tingle and your pores will open wide. Psyche Soap is the only soap that makes you clean inside. Psyche Soap, Psyche Soap, used by every star. Buy yourself a bar. Clean up or flip out.
When I was a boy in Youngstown, the voices of the poets cried quick. They do not cry today. When I was a boy, the voices of the poets cried loud, cried truth. They do not cry no more.
Today there is no more but the echo, the wild throng of wild crowds with their poo-poo-padoo and Rudy too. Do you wear a tattoo? Do you see the USA in your Chevrolet and see those voices alive in images, no longer echoes, but begging, crying for something more than the slogan of an artless age?
You did it, you son of a gun in your gray flannel suit. You drowned the poets, the flannel in the mouth choking the voice of the silver bird that cries no more. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. You get a lot to like in the Marlboro.
Smoke cools, smoke cools.
And Roto-Rooter Sewer Service, Roto-Rooter Sewer Service, drowning the voice of those no longer here.
Delcy is lanolin soft, and in that softness sinks the weight of the world, crushed beneath endless scotch and sodas, crushed beneath Pernod, crushed beneath gin and tonic, crushed, crushed like a little dead brown field muse.
Where are they now? Where is Emily Dickinson, Sarah Teasdale?
Where is Robert Frost, Edgar Guest, that whole crowd?
Where are they now? You did it, you son of a gun. You did it, and they are gone. And the song ends. And the song ends.
I kissed that tree and now my days are through, babe. I can't ski, babe. I can't ski, babe. I'm on a chairlift up to the king. They won't find my nose until next spring.
There's somewhere up there.
Looking fine, babe. Watch that tree, babe. Watch that tree, babe. You kicked me right out of your band.
I went out with a younger man.
I loved you and you dumped me. Watch that tree, babe. Watch that tree, babe. I can't ski, babe. I can't ski, babe. Watch that tree, babe. Watch that tree, babe. I can't ski, babe.
Make a bonk, and when you do, the umpire sees it, and he lets all the runners advance one base whenever somebody does a bonk. Cause when you do this with your leg, it's called a bonk. When you do this with your leg, it's called a bonk. But not if you're playing baseball, because when you do, the umpire sees it, and he lets all the runners advance one base whenever someone does a bonk. Because when you do this with your leg, it's called a bonk. When you do this with your leg, it's called a bonk. One day the pitcher made a bonk, but the umpire didn't. I looked him right in the eyes and said, hey, that's a bonk. And yeah.
pressure's rising. Yesterday the check was sent. Learning physics from a book. It's interesting but won't pay rent. My landlord is such a dolt. He thinks his ass is royalty. But he's the one with a cellular phone, and he owns all the property. I live on the third floor. My window's about 25 feet off the ground. My formulas tell me something would take 3/4 of a second to hit the ground.
Now I wonder what object one might use in this little gravitational experiment.
Why don't you throw your landlord out the window? How long till he hits the ground? Throw your landlord out the window and make sure that he makes a sound.
Like! Must have tripped over the cat.
Gravity pulls things towards the Earth at 32 feet per second squared. The formula used for free fall is H equals half of GT squared. T represents the time in seconds. H represents the height of fall. But height is 25, we know. So it's T for which we need to solve. Let's multiply both sides by 2. Divide by G and take the square root. That leaves us with a formula of the square root of 2H over G equals T.
We'll put the numbers in a moment, but it's important right now not to forget the purpose of this problem.
To throw your landlord out the window. How long till he hits the ground? Throw your landlord out the window. Make sure that he makes the sound like...
Must have tripped over the carpeting.
Put in the numbers and H over G becomes 25 over 32. Multiply by 2 and that gives 50 over 32. To get the square root, we have to multiply by 2 over 2. This gives us 100 over 64, but doesn't change the value. The square root of that is 10 over 8, and that factors down to 5 over 4.
And that's the answer.
The number of seconds from the third floor window express to the door.
And that's the answer. That's how long it would take if you wanted to go into, well...
To throw your landlord out the window. How long till he hits the ground? Throw your landlord out the window. Make sure that he makes that sound.
And remember to throw him from the north window, because things fall slower near the equator.
To throw your landlord out the window. Till he hits the ground. Throw your landlord out the window. Make sure that he makes a sound.
Why do we never get an answer when we're knocking at the door with a thousand million questions about hate and death and war? 'Cause when we stop and look around us, there is nothing that we need in a world of persecution that is burning its greed. It's hard to swallow. That's what the war of love is for. It's not the way that you say it when you do those things to me. It's more the way that you mean it when you tell me what will be. And when you stop and think about it, you won't believe it's true that all the love you've been giving has all been meant for you. I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking for a miracle in my life. And if you could see what it's done to me, lose the love I knew to save me through. Between the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes confused between the dead and the sleeping and the road that I must choose. I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking for a miracle in my life. And if you could see what it's done to me, to lose the love I knew, to safely lead me to the land that I once knew, the land as we grow old, the secrets of our soul. Not the way that you say it when you do those things to me. It's more the way you really mean it when you tell me what will be. Get an answer when we're knocking at the door with a thousand million questions about hate and death and war. 'Cause when we stop and look around us, there is nothing that we need in a world of persecution that is burning in the street.
I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no reaction.
But I try,
when I am riding around the world, I'm doing this, I'm trying that, trying to make some girls tell me, baby, better come back maybe next week, cause you see, I'm all losing sleep. I can't get me no. Go. Hey. That's what I say, yeah. When I am riding in my car, and a man comes on the radio, and he's telling me more about some useless information, supposed to fire my imagination. And I can't get me no. Hey. That's what I say. No. Hey. No.
Rubber band, man, you're bound to lose control when the rubber band.
so much rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man, dog. And then he had the nerve to twinkle his left toe, but through his knee, got the feeling in his head, y'all. Oh, come on, baby.
Yeah.
up in Harlem. If you miss the A train, you will find you missed the quickest way to Harlem. Hurry, get on now, it's coming. Listen to those rails a-thrumming. All aboard, all aboard, get on that A-train. Soon you will be on Sugar Hill and Harlem.
There once was a boy named Pierre.
who only would say, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care, see, I don't care,
I don't care.
I don't care.
And now, because you've all been so sweet, another duet for you. They say we're young and we don't know, won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know, I guess it's true, 'cause you got me, and baby, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned, our money's always spent. Well, I don't know, we ain't got no plot. Still, I'm sure of all the love we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. When I'm sad, you're a clown. When I get scared, you're always around. Some people say your hair's too long. I don't care. With you I can't go wrong. So put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can climb. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. How wonderful you are. God bless you all. Oh, how wonderful. Thank you again. Thank you.
Oh, I love a weird duet, don't you? Yeah. All right, well, anyway, we got through it somehow, so we're just going to keep up the front, keep doing whatever we can, right? Okay, we started up top with Nichols and Meng. That was Everybody's Doing It Now, something from the Improvisations to Music album, I believe. I didn't research that. No research this week, okay? Yeah. Bob Rivers, I Can't Ski, Babe. That sounded familiar, didn't it? Yeah, Bob Rivers. Too soon, huh? All right. This is what a baseball balk really is. That was the Squids. Today was the first exhibition games, at least for the Mets, anyway. So, yeah, it's coming back. What did I say about the temperature gradually warming? Here it comes. Throw Your Landlord Out the Window. That was the Evolution Control Committee solving a problem, as only they could. Question. The Question of Balance alternate version from the Moody Blues. Let's see. Sam Chalpin, Satisfaction. The less I say about him, the better. Am I right? Mm-hmm. The Spinners, Rubber Band Man. That was a good one. We heard from the Hamsters, and that was The Walk, of course. And if The Walk don't work, you can always take the A Train. That was Jonathan and Darlene. Ah, yes, our favorites here. And then there's a Bottom Below, and there is. Don't make no mistake. It's going to get worse, okay, folks? Melvina Reynolds there, and then the Evolution Control Committee one more time. I don't care, all right? And then Tiny Tim, I got you, babe. All right, so All right, that lets out the string. I got two more for you, including another one by the Hamsters. How's that sound? In the meantime, please keep the faith. Please keep the faith. Please keep the faith. Resist, etc. Okay, and I will be back here next week with some sort of great social import or something. I don't know. Please have a good week. I love you all, and have a good one.
public animal number